Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
From thestream.org comes this first article, and it's titled simply, "The Biden Administration and the Wizard of Oz, No Heart, No Courage, No Brain." And isn't this the truth? Just the headline is the truth. Let's see here. Just a little bit closer. It's written by Nolan Llewellyn, and it starts out, "Somewhere over the rainbow, there's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby. A land of energy, independence, a land with a strong military and a commander-in-chief to deter the aggression of foreign dictators, a land that puts its own citizens first, a land that makes smart decisions." Oh, wait. We actually had all that from 2017 to 2020 and a few other periods in our past. But sadly, that all seems to have evaporated in the Biden administration. In fact, some days I wake up and just want to say, "Toto, I have a feeling we're not in America anymore." This administration seems to have no heart, no courage, no brain. With the no heart, the Afghanistan pullout was possibly the most heartless act our country has committed in modern history. To pull out our military first, leaving thousands and then possibly tens of thousands of Americans and loyal Afghans who helped us for the past 20 years is unconscionable. Imagine leaving some of our own land, our own, in a land taken over by ruthless terrorists who have been known to torture and murder innocent people. And many of the Afghan interpreters and analysts risk their lives for U.S. soldiers with the hope that we would have their backs should they ever need to be evacuated from the country. And speaking of heartless, Biden's team has opened up our southern border and allowed the drug cartels to bring in enough fentanyl and opiates to kill every man, woman, and child in our nation. This allowed human traffickers to bring in, at their will, young girls to be used as sex slaves, while many want to dwell on the slavery in our history. This is the real slavery issue that we need to address in our country, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. Philippians 3:13. No courage. Joe Biden didn't have the courage to stand up against the Squad and other members of the radical left climate cult. Biden squandered our energy independence by canceling the Keystone XL pipeline, greenlighting the Russian Nord Stream 2 pipeline, halting... I want to stop there. He gets rid of our energy independence by canceling a pipeline here in America, but greenlights one that will help Russia? That just shows that he's not really our president. He's for other countries. Halting leases on federal lands and eliminating subsidies for fossil fuels, all the while saying that, "I don't know why they're not drilling, because we've signed over many, many things for the leases and things that says that they can start drilling if they want to." Trouble is, none of the things that they've given them are on lands that have already been developed. They're all on lands that nobody knows if there's oil under there. And if there is there enough to even warrant drilling? That is what they have been given leases to. That's what the president has signed. But nothing on lands that actually have had work started on them, so it doesn't take that long to get it going again. These were key factors in Putin's decision to invade the Ukraine. Now I'll bet you Putin and his cronies sit and watch our ridiculous woke policies and laugh like kids watching cartoons on Saturday morning. While there seems to be a general consensus on both sides of the aisle that we should not directly get involved in the Ukraine, which could allow an escalation into World War III, we should have the courage to do something. Now, Ukraine is asking us to make a no-fly zone. Now, if we had a leader in the White House like Trump was, that might be a good idea. But with Biden in there and Harris over on in Europe making an ass of herself, both showing the weaknesses of America right now, calling for a no-fly zone would not be a good idea because we couldn't back it up. But this article is right. We should have the courage to do something. I mean, the other day, Poland gave their whole MiG-29 fleet to Ukraine with the idea that it's dropped into a base that is run by the Americans and then flown to Ukraine. Biden balked at that and said, no, that would be too close to a provocation of war. First question, who invaded who? Second question, who's the aggressor here? Third question, who's the one who's doing all the stuff that's pushing war? Now, the answer is to all three of those questions is one person. It's not Biden. It's not the United States. It's not the Ukraine. It's not Angela Merkel, although she did have a big part in this whole thing from the word go. The one person who should be held liable for all of this, who has caused all of this, is Vladimir Putin. No one else, just him. He's the one who should be held accountable for this. While there seems to be a general consensus on both sides of the aisle that we should not get directly involved in Ukraine, which would allow an escalation into World War III, we should have the courage to do something. And I read that again just because I needed to. Keeping with the Oz theme, who better to quote than Dr. Mehmet Oz, no relation to the wizard. Dr. Oz, who is running for U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania, said on his campaign site, the Biden administration has launched an attack on the energy industry, stifling domestic energy production and weakening the U.S. position in energy production, actually weakened the U.S. position in everything. Even Elon Musk, founder of the largest electric car manufacturer in the world, tweeted against his own personal interests, quote, hate to say it, but we need to increase oil and gas output immediately. Extraordinary times demand extraordinary measures, unquote. He said that on March 5th. That was Elon Musk, folks. Fossil fuels is not what he is after. He wants electric cars. But what's he saying? Hate to say it, but we need to increase oil and gas output immediately. Extraordinary times demand extraordinary measures. Okay. Now we'll go on with the story. No brain. In his State of the Union address, it seems to me that all of Biden's pledges were to fix things he has broken in the first place with wrong decisions that should have been no-brainers. He said his top priority was to get inflation under control. Mr. President, you caused that by printing too much money. Everyone predicted that would cause inflation because, except his little inner group, which does nothing but gloat about how diverse its members are, Now all of a sudden, Biden is acting like William Wallace in Braveheart, charging that the evil inflation that he caused, can you admit that he was dumb, Mr. President? Vice President Harris went further. She actively raised money to bail out criminals during the riots of 2020. The Minnesota Freedom Fund, which she endorsed, was successful in raising bail for a suspect who shot at police, a woman accused of murdering her friend, a man who was charged with shooting at members of a SWAT team, a twice convicted rapist who was charged with kidnapping, and a woman charged with stabbing someone to death. Can you just admit that was dumb, Madam Vice President? If you're able to chip, this was Kamala Harris on June 1st of 2020. She said, if you're able to chip in now to the MN Fund, Freedom Fund, to help post bails for those protesting on the ground in Minnesota, and then it gives an address. And even the scarecrow would have known better than to choose an entire cabinet based predominantly on diversity rather than competence. And then the last one, the great wizard. As Dorothy, Tin Man, Cowardly Lion, and the Scarecrow all trembled before the Great Wizard of Oz, some Americans see climate change in the same way. And there's a relatively small group led by Al Gore, AOC, Greta Thunberg, who was 1 year younger than Dorothy when she first became an activist, behind the curtain pushing buttons and pulling levers to create a gargantuan facade of an extraordinary adversary that could end the world. This false perception, still not underpinned by science, has gone so out of control that it could conceivably cause World War III. Had the Biden administration not fallen for it and had the heart, the courage, and the brain to keep our energy, independence, and strong military focused on winning wars instead of white rage, CRT, and getting vaxxed, Russia would have never invaded Ukraine. This is the truth. Which goes back to the other one that I have constantly said, that if Trump had been still in the White House, this would not have happened. Plain and simple. Thank you for joining us.
But what we saw in that Senate today was a cowardly group of Republicans who apparently have no option to.
Show me where it said that protest is supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
They go low, he kicks.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
The biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right on to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. So even if he lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. If I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
It's amazing how people try to frame everything racially, and how they create divisions among our society.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Welcome to hour number one of NWCR Radio with your host, Robert Garding. This is Duke Brooks of Radio Free Delmarva from 92.7 WGMD, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, and I'm proud to introduce my friend Robert as we fight to protect the America we know and love. Through the silver microphone of freedom with the voice of reason in this unreasonable world, you're listening to NWCR Radio, broadcast through the CNM network in Albuquerque, New Mexico, from our Freedom Studio. And now, here's Robert.
Okay, we are back. I've already got bringing it boy in the chat room, which is good. Glad to see him there. Here in New Mexico, one of the things that our tyrant-in-chief in Santa Fe is finding out is that even her Democrats are turning on her after she vetoes an entire special projects bill that the Democrats wanted passed. Earlier this week, scandal-ridden alleged serial groper, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham, a Democrat, vetoed millions in funding for small projects in each legislator's district. Some of these projects included funds for Special Olympics, senior centers, food banks. That next word I can't place, A-C-E-Q-U-I-A-S, Esquias, or something like that, equipment to solve child abuse cases and more. The bill, which each legislator worked on to provide funding for their individual districts, impacts those who counted on the funding to help New Mexico families. The governor's veto would have been in retaliation for the legislature not passing many of her left-wing policies. Now, here's the problem with between the Democrats and the Republicans. Democrats have a tendency to even turn on their own if their policies are not passed by her own. Republicans, on the other hand, if something that they try and push doesn't get passed, they start working on a different angle to try and get it going. The Democrats, on the other hand, have a tendency to want to get retribution no matter what. The governor's veto could have been in retaliation for the legislature not passing many of her left-wing policies, such as a 35 to 50 cent per gallon gas tax. Gas here is already expensive, folks, but granted, not as expensive as it is in California or even Alaska, where it's like $9.95 a gallon right now. But she also wanted to pass a radical pro-voter fraud bill, and anti-gun measures, and more. Democrats and Republicans are now plotting a potential extraordinary session of the Senate legislature, which would take three-fifths of the lawmakers in each chamber to support it. The Santa Fe New Mexican reported there is great concern in the Senate Democratic caucus over the governor's veto of the so-called junior bill, which would fund an array of initiatives across the state in a year when the state expects record high revenues. Now, the record high revenues are not coming from the people of the state, it's coming from the federal government. So it's not something that really they can continue to count on, because it's not something that's going to continue all the time. Now, if they put people back to work, put people back into the oil fields and start working people there, then that would be something that as long as the people are working, she would have an income for. but she shut all that down. Representative Patricia Lundstrom, Democratic Gallup, the chair of the House Appropriations and Finance Committee, said she was incredibly disappointed in the governor's veto of the junior bill, where she said, those are all very good projects, both on the House and the Senate side, and I hope we can do something about it, unquote. Lujan Grisham erroneously claimed the projects in the bill were not properly vetted, which was a reason for her veto. Now, the reason for her veto is because even the Democrats went against her agenda. But, you know, and that's the way it seems like the Democrats always seem to work. You're just bouncing around trying to get your Friday over, huh? That's something that I think I've been trying to do for the past, couple of days now, trying to get to Friday so I can get it over with so I can start my weekend. We had a winter storm come through here last night that was supposed to drop, I think they said, anywhere from 3 to 5 inches of snow here. Woke up this morning expecting it to be white, and there was none. So we lucked out there. The donut of Albuquerque that keeps the weather from actually really hitting us worked last night. So there was a little bit of snow on the mountain this morning, but this afternoon you can't even tell there was any snow at all. So everything's turning out good. And then over the next couple of days, it's supposed to warm up and get itself back up into the upper 60s, upper 70s. Or upper 60s and low 70s. Today's high was like 49, but tomorrow's high is supposed to be 58, and then it's supposed to get up to 67, and then it's supposed to drop to 60 on Monday, and then 68, and then 70, and then 68, then 60, 67, 73. So our cold weather pretty much is almost gone now, which is cool. It's one of the reasons why I love living here. But Jamestown, where I did my show for a while I lived there, has been snowing. Right now it's just showing mostly cloudy. And over where my wife was this last month, it's snowing there. So they're getting the weather that we had just the other day. And it's finally warming up here, so it's really starting to feel like spring again, getting ready to go out to our patio and plant some flowers, but it's not quite there yet, but it's getting close. One of the articles that I'd found on Breitbart today was a thing that Mo Brooks did, who is a Republican. Shows illegal aliens being welcomed at the southern border. Representative Mo Brooks, who is a Republican of Alabama, running for Alabama's open Senate seat now, visited the United States-Mexico border. Now, he's visited it. Ted Cruz has visited it. A whole bunch of Republicans have visited it. The woman who has been put in charge of that border has never been there. She's come within, I think the last time I heard something about this, she had come within 6 miles of the border. It was safe where she was, but that's as close as she got. She has never seen the border. She has never done anything, but she's supposed to be the czar of the border. She's over in Europe now, trying to help with that border, which to me doesn't really make too much sense. It's kind of like Biden saying, well, let's fix their border. We don't have to worry about ours. We've got the right people coming over it right now. But the article from Breitbart says that that Mo Brooks went down there and he witnessed border crossers, illegal aliens, being welcomed with freebies by President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security. During the visit to Yuma, Arizona sector of the border, Brooks said he watched as border crossers and illegal aliens streamed into the U.S. without any inhibition, no fear whatsoever. Why? Because they are welcomed. Welcomed as soon as you come into the southern border, Brooks said, with noting that the border wall in the section remains unfinished. He said, my visit to Yuma, Arizona's U.S.-Mexico border confirms that all informed Americans know. There is no limit to the freebies the Biden administration hands out as it encourages a tsunami after tsunami of illegal aliens. Every American should be angered by the lies the Biden administration propagates as it tries to fool the American people into believing America has operational security of our own border. He said, in a word, what I saw was sickening. Illegal aliens ran into waiting border patrol agents, transportation rather than running away. Biden administration's total failure at the southern border contributes to roughly 2,000 Americans killed each year, dead at the hands of illegal aliens. 30,000 plus Americans dead each year from overdoses on deadly narcotics smuggled through our porous border on the south side. Blue-collar Americans suffering job losses and roughly $2,500 in wage suppression due to artificial labor supply surges, and over $130 billion per year in net tax losses as illegal aliens and their families consume far more in taxes than they contribute. Now, that is what Brooks said in a statement. Now, this week, Senator Kyrsten Sinema, I guess, Democrat of Arizona, blasted Biden for doing nothing to stop illegal immigration and drug trafficking into American communities along the border. In 2021, more than 2 million border crossers and illegal aliens arrived at the southern border. This year, experts predict more than 2.1 million will arrive. And that's, they haven't gotten here yet, but they predict that's how many will come. At the same time, hundreds of thousands of border crossers and illegal aliens are being released into the U.S. interior every few months. And this is done in the middle of the night when people are asleep so we don't think about it. It says here from January 2021 to August 2021, for example, more than 500,000 were released into the U.S. interior. In January of this year, more than 62,500 border crossers and illegal aliens were released into the U.S. interior, a foreign population more than twice the size of Princeton, New Jersey, nearly twice the size of Lexington, Massachusetts, more than six times the size of Jackson, Wyoming. Is this something that is finally starting to get through to some people? I sure as heck hope so, because this is destroying our country. Biden is allowing this. Biden is destroying our country. And the only way to stop this destruction is to stop Biden. Now, we have a whole bunch of people now who pretty much know that Trump won the election in 2020, but nothing's been done about it. Biden has been allowed to fill that ruse as our so-called president, and during the whole time he's been allowed to do this, he's also been allowed to do everything that he can to destroy the economy of this country. And there are a lot of things just going around in this nation right now that just boggle the mind, pretty much, if you think about it. Because we have people who are right now in Washington, D.C. Remember a few weeks ago when the People's Freedom Convoy started in California? Remember how all the news was about this, about how horrible this was going to be, about how Pelosi has now decided that she's going to do everything she can to make sure that nothing happens in Washington, D.C., because that's where the truckers are going. Now that they're there, it's funny, we don't hear too much about it. Now, I get stuff about it because I listen to places like Newsmax TV, which I get on my television set. I watch it daily. I see what's going on. I've been watching the whole kerfuffle which is going on in the Ukraine. I hear all of the things that are going on because of Russia attacking Ukraine. I've heard all this stuff about how Russia is saying now that it wasn't them that attacked Ukraine. It was the Ukraine that attacked Russia. Really? That kind of sounds like the Democrats. They do something wrong, and you don't hear anything from them for the first week or so. Kind of like they're sitting back in a back room trying to figure out, okay, we did this, but we can't let the people know we did this, so let's figure out a story that is believable that we can pass off as what really happened so the people don't blame us. That's kind of like what Putin is doing now. He attacked the Ukraine. He's now saying that, oh, he didn't do the attacking, Ukraine did. And before that, he was saying the reason why the invasion was going is because the Ukrainians were hiding missile silos and things like that behind schools and behind hospitals. That's why we had to bomb them. What should be happening right now on that one, folks, is Putin needs to be named the war criminal he is. Putin needs to be made into the war criminal he is. But when it comes to the United States doing something now, I think it would be something that's really needed, but I also think it would be something that would be really bad for the United States right now. And the reason I'm saying this is not because I don't think we can do it, or we can, but Biden has put out such a complete aura of weakness that the whole world is laughing at us right now. Sorry about that. Putin in Russia right now is laughing his ass off over this. It's almost like he's watching Saturday morning cartoons and America is the butt of the joke. And he's over there just laughing his rear end off over what is going on here in America. And President Zelensky in the Ukraine is constantly asking America for help. First, America says to Poland, giving all their whole fleet of MiG-29s over to Poland. Well, that was perfectly fine. That was a great idea. Let's do that. Then Poland said, but we're going to drop them off at this air base in Poland that the United States runs, and then they can get these jets over to the Polish or over to the Ukrainians to help them fight the war. Biden, like the coward he is, turned and says, oh, no, we can't do that. That would be an escalation of war. I wish somebody would tell him who is the one who is escalating the war over there. It's not the United States, because the United States right now has a leadership that doesn't have any backbone, doesn't have any gonads, doesn't have any strength, and it's too late to start showing any. Because like I said, Russia's laughing. Putin is laughing. The whole world is laughing. We're the laughing stock of the world right now. But that's not what is going on these days, is it? Right now, everybody thinks the United States is horrible and doing the wrong things.
Reeling in the Years reminds us that we will be right back after these important messages with more of the Voice of Reason on NWCR Radio. Conservative Nation Media, or CNM, is pleased to announce the return of Black by Color Only with Vincent Brown. Earlier this summer, Vincent took time off for the summer to do some things that he wanted to do with his family. Family is important, no matter what the left says. Now he is back. Starting on the 19th of September, Vincent Brown is back with Black by Color Only at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturdays with the show that you all loved. Vincent has a special way to let you know just what is going on and why it is good or bad. That's Black by Color Only on CNM, where America always wins. As the technology of drones constantly grows and things get easier and easier to do, the cameras on the drones available are better too. So much so that mapping and surveying is now done with drones. That is the one area that Eye in the Sky Drone Services comes into play. You need your roof scanned out for work to be done up there? Call Eye in the Sky Drone Services. You need land photographed from the air? You need to call Eye in the Sky Drone Services. We can even do weddings from a perspective not seen anywhere but in the movies. All in 4K and full color, unless you wish to do your videos in sepia tone or even black and white. We can even go into the oil fields and take photos out there of oil rigs and pipelines too. That is Eye in the Sky Drone Services out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Email us at eyeinthesky@gmail.com or call us at 505-317-8741. Give us a call because we can do it all, because the sky is the limit.
Song by Guess Who called Guns, Guns, Guns. Seems like in this day and age, guns is one thing that is really being pushed. You know, the Ukraine needs guns. Ukraine needs weapons. So I thought I'd play that song. I was looking at a thing also in Breitbart tonight. It was a headline that says, Deep Think. China says America drawn to bat coronavirus research because of vampire movies. That just goes to show what the world thinks of America now. It says China's state-run Global Times propaganda newspaper mused on Thursday, that was yesterday, that the Chinese coronavirus may have originated in America because Americans love vampire-themed movies, leading them to have a cultural inclination to experiment with bat coronaviruses. Now, how stupid is this? It's kind of like Russia changing, or Putin changing the whole story about how he invaded Ukraine to him retaliating because the Ukraine invaded Russia. For one thing, it's ridiculous. Why would a country the size of the Ukraine invade a country as big as Russia? Well, it has happened before. I mentioned it the last week or the week before. In 1939, Finland invaded Russia. And they damn near beat them. But now you see where places like China and Russia are coming up with their whole ideas now. They're taking them from American literature. They're taking them from American movies. And it says an editorial in the Communist Party propaganda site made the assertion in a discussion on an unsubstantiated accusations by the Russian government against America, accusing the United States of experimenting on bat coronavirus in laboratories in the Ukraine. See how silly this is getting now, folks? Russia invaded Ukraine in 2014, but greatly expanded its war on that country on February 24th and has since seized significant blocks of territory in the country. Moscow claimed this week that it captured a biological laboratory in the country funded by America. Now, we've all heard this. Well, maybe we haven't. If we are listening to CNN or something like that, we probably haven't. But me listening to Newsmax or reading Breitbart or Western Journal or One American News, these things come out because I've read of them before, I've heard of them before. Said the Russian government used its leverage at the United Nations Security Council to call for an emergency meeting Friday to discuss alleged American military biological programs in Ukraine, according to Russian government site RT. While the Russian government has not openly accused Ukraine or the United States of being the origin country of the Chinese coronavirus pandemic, China has been much more liberal in making the suggestion. The Chinese Foreign Ministry has repeatedly called for a global investigation into the alleged Ukrainian laboratories this week, calling them the tip of the iceberg of supposed American biological weapons research. Now, what they're all making it look like is they're making it look like America is the only one doing biological weapons research. Russia does it, China does it, but nobody's saying a word about this. Nobody. It's just the United States, don't you know? The Global Times compared the alleged laboratories to the Wuhan Institute of Virology, a viral research laboratory located in the origin location of the Chinese coronavirus pandemic that the World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom, whatever, Ghebreyesus, whatever, was called to investigate more thoroughly for clues regarding how the pandemic began. We all know how the pandemic began. It's something that has been brought out. It's something that has been researched. It's something that's already been done. But because the world is in such a horrible state right now, all you have to do, I was just looking at the thing. It says, bringing a boy asked me, don't you remember we voted to back the Ukrainians to fight Russia? Yeah, I remember that. And then when Biden took over, he completely got rid of all that stuff because saying that, oh, we're not strong enough to do that. So that's where he's going on that one. But now they're starting to say, now that they've had the time to look at the stories and then come up with a plausible retelling of the story, they're doing what Hollywood does, okay? Like with the Equalizer, it started out, the original Equalizer was a white, older gentleman who always wore a suit, who was a very dangerous man because he worked for the government as a spy, as a 007 type person, and he was very well adept at taking care of himself, taking care of people around him, and not many people could get the best of him. Now they've changed that to Denzel Washington being Robert McCall. And now they've got the new one out where Queen Latifah is the Equalizer. So you see how these little things come in and start changing the stories? Well, this is what China is doing. This is what Russia is doing. They see that their original stories, the original stories that came out that were actually the truth, are hurting Russia, are hurting China. So they had to stop and think about this and figure out, okay, now let's what can we do to turn this back around so it's not against us, but it's against the big Satan and over in the United States. That's what they've done. With the revelation that the U.S.-funded biological labs in Ukraine were conducting experiments with coronavirus samples, the U.S. owes the world an explanation, the Global Times claimed. They said U.S. officials and media accuse China of pushing the conspiracy, but it is the U.S. that is the number one player of conspiracy. Now, this is from that Chinese paper now. In 2020, the Trump administration and conservative U.S. media made the conspiracy theory of Chinese coronavirus escaping from China's Wuhan Institute of Virology, the hype that the lab leak theory has been an integral part of the U.S. overall China containment strategy. So now they're accusing us of actually doing that. The state newspaper editorial followed an alleged revelation by the Russian Defense Ministry that Russian soldiers had found coronavirus samples in a seized Ukrainian laboratory. Okay, you see where this is all going now? And they're doing this for one reason and one reason only, because Biden is weak, because of him being the president, the United States is weak, and we won't do anything about it. The Russian state outlet Sputnik claimed that Kanishkakov listed bat coronavirus among the discovered pathogens. They said, the United States does not own or operate any chemical or biological laboratories in Ukraine. And this is something that State Department Ned Price said in response to the original accusations that America possessed a biological laboratory in Ukraine on Wednesday. He said the United States does not own or operate any chemical or biological laboratories in Ukraine. It is in full compliance with its obligations under the Chemical Weapons Convention and the Biological Weapons Convention, and it does not develop or possess such weapons anywhere. It is Russia that has active chemical and biological weapons programs and is in violation of the Chemical Weapons Convention and Biological Weapons Convention. Now, here's the thing. Biden right now is scared to death. His backbone is slipping. He's starting to stand not quite so straight. He never did stand very straight anyway, but he's standing not so quite so straight, and he's getting ready to protect himself from anything that might come his way. He's afraid that anything he says will put him and the American government at risk of being escalatory of the bombs of bombing or causing more war. when it is Russia who's doing it. And then we have to constantly turn over and look at China. Because Russia and China have been kind of chummy lately. The official position of the Chinese government, as articulated by the Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Zhao Lijian, that the Chinese coronavirus pandemic began in Maryland. Okay, see where this is going now. Russia seems to think that we're weak and we won't do anything. China's watching this whole thing and they're thinking, oh, we can get in on this too. Coronavirus was actually developed in Maryland, not here at the Wuhan lab. Everything that's going on, folks, is a direct result of Biden and his bumbling weakness campaign that shows nothing but weakness from the United States. He has done everything he can to destroy the military that Trump had built up. He is doing everything he can to destroy our independence from the world when it comes to energy production. We no longer are. We're turning to all of our enemies for oil. We just got through banning Russia. So what they're doing now is they're going to Maduro in Venezuela, who is just as big an enemy. But Biden starts sitting there scratching his head and saying, that's where we're going to go for our oil. We're going to go to Maduro and Venezuela. We're going to go to Iran and the Ayatollah. We're going to go to all of our enemies because they'll surely help us. They'll do what we need. And all the while, over this last week, gas prices have gone up over 60 cents a gallon. It's like I said the other day on one of my updates, before Biden took office, before the election happened, gas here in Albuquerque was $1.49 a gallon. Absolutely. Well, that's pretty low, considering. More girl power. Bringing a boy says, what about that girl basketball player that got caught with the oil vape pens in Russia? Now she's in jail there. And the USA can't find her. Well, right at the moment, I don't think the USA could find much of anything. They've got Kamala Harris over there. And all she's doing is cackling and laughing and making an ass of herself. $5.69 a gallon there. Bringing it, boy. Yeah, it's... I think it's $4.38 a gallon right here. But it was before Biden took office, before Biden supposedly won the election, gas here was $1.49 a gallon. Now it is $4.38 or something like that now. Last week it was $4.19. The week before that it was $3.89. So this whole thing about gasoline is driving the American people up a wall, for one thing. And then on top of that, Biden comes out and says, oh, it has nothing to do with me. It's all Putin. No. I found a chart that was on Newsmax a couple of days ago that showed gas, the average price of gas when Biden took office was $2.79 a gallon. And every week from then on, it was a nice steady climb until that Russian thing happened with the Ukraine, then all of a sudden it just shot straight up, almost like when you're going up a nicely sloped hill about 30% grade, and then all of a sudden you come into a cliff and you have to go straight up. That's kind of like what this chart looked like. That's where it really started to go up. But during Biden's whole presidency, it has been going up. This whole thing is his fault. I blame what's going on in Russia and in Ukraine. I blame that on Biden. Because if Biden had shown the strength that Trump did, this would not be happening right now. If Biden had shown the strength that Trump did while he was in office, China would not be doing the things that they're doing now. One of the things that I remember about Trump was when Trump was in office and Putin threatened to do something, Trump told him, okay, go ahead and do that, and I'll bomb Moscow. That was the end of it right there. That was the end of it. Putin didn't do anything. The Democrats were all in a tizzy because Trump was going to get us in a war. But Trump was doing what needed to be done. He was doing this whole thing with avert a war, show strength. But Biden is doing it the other direction. He's saying, if we show weakness, then we will avert a war. No, if we show weakness, we're going to get a war. And everything that Biden is doing right now is leading us to war. The things that Biden is doing is leading us to war. I think I got in trouble a couple weeks ago when I did one of my shows. I had nobody, well, there were actually 9 people who listened to my show while it was airing. I did it on Friday night, but it didn't show up in the archives until Monday afternoon. And it didn't show up until after I had complained to Blog Talk Radio and say, listen here, I am paying you guys to put my stuff out here. And all of a sudden it was there. But it wasn't just my show that suffered that one. Vincent on Saturday, his show did exactly the same thing. He had, I think, 6 people who listened to his show live. And the reason why I can tell you that is because before the show even showed up, it was showing that my show had 9 listeners and his show had 6. And it stayed there. That's all that it showed until Monday when it actually showed up. Then the numbers started going up. Now, if Blog Talk Radio does this to me again, I'm going to be really pissed. But we are at the top of the hour, and we will be right back.
I will remain as long as you do to bring you the news of the day. We will be right back. Conservative Nation Media is growing. And what better way to grow than to bring our own Uncle Bing Fisher back with his great show, American by Design. Uncle Bing Fisher brings his engineer's insight and his love of America back to CNM with American by Design, Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Time on conservativenationmedia.com. so stay with Conservative Nation Media, working to get ourselves back to 7 days a week, where now we have the weekends filled, ending with one of the oldest shows on CNN, with Bing's mellow voice giving you the wisdom that America is craving today. That's American by Design on Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins. CNN is trying to find new shows for the weekdays that are open. We have three shows now on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. The open days are Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. If you have a show that you are looking to air on a network, CNN is looking for you. Give us a call at 505-317-8741 or email us at conservativenationmedia, all one word, 2017@gmail.com. Send us a short MP3 giving us a sample of what you would sound like, day that you want to be on, the time that you want to air your show, and we will do the rest. CNN is a talk radio network with a conservative bent, and we love America, her constitution, her laws, and we support our boys in blue and our military too. Come join us and get yourself on the air.
Ukrainian passenger jet gathering momentum in Tehran.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Welcome back to Hour 2 of the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show with your host, Robert Garding. This is Kathy Henner's A Daily Roll Call, and we need more voices like Robert who aren't afraid of the wrath of the left, even when the truth is told and it doesn't fit their agenda. Now, with Biden in charge, this is more imperative than ever. From New Mexico in CNN's Freedom Studio comes the second hour of the show. And now, here again is Robert.
Okay, we are back. one of the things that bringing up boy said that it was $5.69 a gallon where he lives, and I told him that at the rate price gas prices are going up here, it won't be long before we're at $5.69, but by then you'll probably be much higher. And he says, yeah, like $8. Yeah, at the rate prices are going up right now, it's just amazing that the United States isn't totally up in arms and fighting to get our stuff back. And it's just, and he's saying that people are scrambling to get electric cars. Well, that's one of the things that I had mentioned in one of my updates, this last week. I finally got all of them in like I should have been doing all along. There was one that mentioned that Pete Buttigieg had mentioned that Americans need to start buying $56,000 electric cars so they won't have to worry about gas prices anymore. And Biden said pretty much the same thing. He said people need to start helping to turn the American economy into an electric economy and buy $55,000 vehicles, electric cars. Well, here's the problem with this, folks. And nobody's mentioning this one. First off, our electric grid, they've been saying over the past couple of years, and probably the past 10 years or so, that we're already maxing it out. That in order to put a bunch more stuff on there, we're going to have to upgrade our systems. Well, nobody's talking about upgrading those systems, but they're talking about adding more shit to it, like electric car charging stations all across the nation. What will that do to our electric grid? Probably fry it, for one thing. Bringing up voices in California, they got 2025 green here in, you know, and it's coming to all your liberal states. It really is. But they're talking about getting everyone in the United States of owning an electric car. Well, for one thing, everybody's already complaining about their electric bills. Just wait until you start getting your electric bills that include an electric car. You think your electric bills are high now? You ain't seen nothing yet. But back to that other thing that I was just talking about, our electric grid. They're already talking about it being maxed out. How is it going to handle 200 million electric vehicles? I see a true catastrophe coming over that one, because we're just not equipped right now to handle that. We're not equipped for solar right now. We're not equipped for total electricity right now. So what should we be doing? We should be doing what Trump was. He was looking into these, into research for this, these things, but he was also drilling for oil to keep the price of oil down until and if we could get to the point where we can say, okay, now's the time to get electric cars in here. I don't think that time will ever come myself. And if it does, we'll have had to have brought our electrical grid into a part where it would be able to handle this. Right now, I think we would fry it if we tried that. And even Elon Musk is saying this. He's saying that we must start drilling for oil. We should start pushing oil right now because we're just not in a position to do the electric thing right now. And he's the one that is pushing electric cars. Yeah, one charge in California is $25. And how many miles does that take you? Like 40 or 50 or something like that? Then you have to charge again? But how long is the charge? 8 hours? Can you imagine going across the nation in an electric car? First off, you wouldn't be able to do it because the charging stations are not that available yet. Then on top of that, every 40 to 50 to 100. I think they've got one now that goes 350 miles. But say, just for shits and giggles here, that we had ourselves a car that would take us 350 miles. Okay, so we go 350 miles, then we have to charge the thing. Will there be a charging station there? Hard telling. And he's saying public transportation is the agenda for those who can't afford a car. Well, when they go to electricity, I think there's electric cars. There's going to be a crap load of us who right now, like me and my wife, we own a car each. I have a Mustang GT and she's got a 2015 Veloster, Hyundai Veloster. They get us around just fine. But if this comes out, we're going to have to get rid of those cars. And I'm not getting rid of my Mustang. I don't care what anybody says about it. That car is staying with me. It might become illegal to drive it, but I'm going to have it. That's my car, and it's probably going to be the last car I'll ever own. But according to our governors and according to our legislators and according to Biden and according to Grisham in California and Grisham here in New Mexico and Whitmer in Michigan, we must do this for the good of the world, for the good of America, to get rid of pollution. There's where the other fallacy comes in. In order to charge these things, there's going to be pollution. Why? Because the power plants are mostly coal-fired. Now, what has Obama and Biden done to gas, to oil, to prices of electricity because of that? That's skyrocketed. And Obama, if you remember back, said his agenda is to make the price of electricity skyrocket. You remember that one? I do. But now they're trying to push electric cars on us? Doesn't anybody remember that the Democrats have been trying to get rid of electrical energy for a long time because of the plain and simple fact that it's coal-fired? There's pollution there. But they can't see past the fact, past their blinders that tell them, oh my gosh, it's coal-fired. There's a lot of pollution there. They cannot see the fact that coal-fired plants have been made to burn cleaner. And they do quite a bit cleaner than they did in 70s and 80s. But according to the left, that never happened. They're still just as dirty and icky as they always were. And cars that burn gasoline are still just as dirty and icky as they always have been, even though now they're burning probably 90% cleaner than they did in the 1980s. But none of that's ever mentioned. I think it's Arizona that uses most of the Hoover Dam for electrical. I don't know. Thinking of our governor, she could probably try to acquire that. She's a liberal. They acquire things like that, don't they? But I don't think that the Arizona governor would allow that one. But it is kind of like at the border there, but it moves into Arizona. So the Hoover Dam, I think, is in Arizona. It's not in New Mexico. But I wouldn't put it past our governor to try and steal some of that. And then she wouldn't steal it for the people of New Mexico. She would steal it for herself. I don't know. This whole thing just really makes me insane. We have all kinds of stories out, when this whole thing with DeSantis. and their "Don't Say Gay" bill is what they're calling it. And DeSantis pisses them off because he does the same thing Trump did. You know, he had a news thing yesterday or the other day when some reporter was asking him about his bill. Called it the "Don't Say Gay" bill. And DeSantis came back at him and says, "Have you read the bill? Where in that bill does it say don't say gay?" And the guy tried to push his question again, and DeSantis says, "Where does it say that? Where does it say that?" And I think that we need more politicians like DeSantis and like Trump and like, Greg Abbott, out of Texas, and the one in Oklahoma, and the one in Indiana right now. We need more politicians like these guys, because they don't seem to back down like the liberal establishment says they must. And that's one of the reasons why DeSantis is such a dirty word to the left, because he doesn't back down. That is why, another reason why Greg Abbott is such a dirty word to the politicians in Washington, because he doesn't back down. This is what we need. Can't be happy. Can't be happy bill sounds more like a lib bill. Yeah. I have to admit, I absolutely love it when Bringing It Boy comes in, because he has some great things to say. Can't be happy bill. That's what they should have named it. Can't be happy bill. That would go over big for all the Democrats in office all over this nation. You know, can't be happy bill, so that's what they'll pass. We have AOC, who I've noticed lately, there for a long time, we kept hearing things that AOC was saying. AOC was accusing Republicans of this and accusing the government of not doing enough of this. And now she's been awful quiet. And I've been kind of wondering what's going on with that woman. I think maybe she's just backing off a little bit so that she can think of some new stuff that she can come up with. Can't be happy, Bill. Oh, man. And then make it like a 2,800-page bill saying, giving all the reasons why they say you can't be happy. Yeah, and she wants Nasty's job, but she's going to have to start speaking up, because it kind of looks like there are more and more people out to get her out of there. I know I had one coming across my desk the other day that was a petition to fire Nancy Pelosi, which I thought was just absolutely great. Of course, I signed it, so that probably means that the people, men in black suits, are going to be coming to my door. And then they'll find out that I actually do this show, and then I might get hauled away to jail for something that because I'm hitting too close to home on the things that they are doing. And they don't like that. They don't like having their agenda spoiled and brought to light. That's one of the things that our governor here this last year, she got pissed off at people because she made that comment about how everybody who was against her was nothing but New Mexico lizard people. Well, a bunch of people, me included, made T-shirts that said "Proud New Mexican Lizard People." And I made one that said "Proud New Mexican Lizard Person, has our governor, our tyrannical governor, surrounded. And they had a picture of her in the middle of the Zia, which is the state symbol, I guess. And then lizards were all moving in towards her. And I've had a lot of people tell me that was a great shirt. but in face. yeah, that's the men in suits. Yep. Bring a boy says, aim for the face, told they may be armed. Yeah. But the problem is they'd have to get into this building first. And before they could get into it, I'd know they were coming because I'm up on the second floor and I can see them coming from my balcony. So I could, shoot them with squirt guns with acid in them or something like that. Yeah, I'm going to get myself in trouble one of these days doing shooting, saying things like that. But we are this actually when it comes to what's going on here, the the right has actually kind of made a joke out of everything that's going on, though we know it's not a joke. You know, the left in this country is doing everything they can to destroy this country, the Constitution, the rule of law. And and we're supposed to allow this. And the problem with that is that there are people like me who will bring up stuff like this that really needs to be brought up, for one thing, because the left seems to think that they can say all this stuff with complete immunity and not have to worry about anything coming after them. Yet, if something actually does come after them, then their whole idea on everything turns 180 degrees out of phase, and all of a sudden it's them that's the victim. They need to be protected. They need to have all of this stuff that they've been slinging at the right. They need to have protection now because it's coming back at them. You know, there's a lot of things I've thought about what has gone on. It's like when Nancy Pelosi tore up that copy of the State of the Union address that Trump did. That actually is a felony. She should have been put in jail right then and there. But since she was a Democrat, that didn't happen. But say Kevin McCarthy is one of the people who stood behind Biden when he gave his stupid address. And he was holding a copy of that, and he tore it up like she did. We probably wouldn't be hearing too much from him right now because he'd be somewhere behind bars. And they would be figuring out a prosecutory thing to make sure that he never gets out of jail. And the BTR gods are listening. Yeah, I think they have been for a while now. That's one of the reasons why my show didn't show up for 3 or 4 days after I did it in the archives last week or the week before. It was actually kind of funny, but you know, I got pissed off about this because I'm paying BTR to air these shows. They're charging me monthly to put CNM on the air. And it's not just me, and it's not just Vincent on Saturday, but when Bing gets better, and he's been sick, but when he gets better and he comes back, then there'll be three shows, plus the fact I'm working on another one that may be coming soon. I'm hoping anyway, because he's somebody that people who have listened to conservative nation media for years have heard this man before because he used to have a show. So I'm hoping that, you know, he comes back. I won't go naming any names or anything, but I've got my fingers crossed on that one. Oh, goodness. I just yawned. $40 we did to that's left. But it's like here in New Mexico, we've got things have suddenly, it's almost like we're in a whole different state now. Because I'd mentioned a couple weeks ago that the governor had gotten rid of the mask mandates. And I kind of expected New Mexicans, who are more like lemmings than anything else, to continue wearing masks. A good probably 60-70% of them didn't, which really surprised me. You can go out now and go to Walmart and most of the people in there don't wear masks. Although there are a few. There's one that lives here in this complex that I live in. And before the mask mandate was lifted, you would see them every once in a while come out of their apartment, go to their car, get in their car and drive away and not have a mask on. But now that the mask mandate has been lifted, I don't think I've seen either one of them without a mask on. And they drive around with a mask on anymore, which you know, and I almost feel like telling them, hey, didn't you hear the governor said we don't have to wear masks now? She didn't say put them on. But I've had a deal with Blog Talk Radio. It's going for probably about another year now, where I'm it's usually $39 a month for Blog Talk Radio, and I've got a special deal where I'm not paying quite that much, which really actually helps a lot because my only income right now is what I get at the first of the month with my retirement check. So it's every little bit helps, I guess, but that's what I've been working on trying to get. But we're coming up on the end of the first half hour, the second hour of the show, and I would like to do my advertisements, and then we will be back after that's over with, and to finish out the show with the last 30 minutes. We were having broadcasting problems, too much of them. Yeah, well, if you guys want to do your show here on Blog Talk Radio with Conservative Nation Media, you're more than welcome because we're looking for shows. But we will be right back after these messages.
We will be back after these few messages from important sponsors. Vietnam was the war where American troops showed valor and bravery on the battlefields, but where the enemy was nothing more than ghosts in the jungle, and they were superstitious too. This gave rise to the Vampire Patrol, six men who fought the whole war together, spreading death and destruction along with vampire voodoo lore into the ranks of the enemy with cutthroat precision and accuracy. Now, years later, Matt Joseph works as a private investigator in Tucson, Arizona, running his own business, the Matt Joseph Investigations Company. His best friend and former commander of the Vampire Patrol is chief of police of the South Tucson Police Department. The job that gets Matt on this case also brings the Vampire Patrol back from the past and places it smack dab in the middle of the present day, taking him to a small town on the Indian reservation called Lukachukai in northern Arizona. There, a mountain named Root Butte not only holds mystery, but also a dark cloud of fear that oozes out of it into the evening sky. Matt has been hired to find out what is going on without getting caught up in its death and destruction in the process. Night Owls is first in a new series of mysteries featuring Matt Joseph, Private Eye, and is on sale now at https://amazon.com/dp/15002844491. That's https://www.amazon.com/dp/15002844491. It is also available in both digital and book form. That's Night Owls, the Matt Joseph Mystery by Robert P. Garding. Order it today. Conservatives are always fighting to find a place they can call home. And every time we find one, the leftists in this nation take that away. Well, we have a new home now, and all you have to do is go in and join. Bite Me in the Basement is that site where we can join in to get our voices heard by others who feel the same way as we do. Just join BiteMeInTheBasement.com and join us for a rousing discussion of American patriotism and become a member. Learn things that you can do to help America become great again, to stop the lawless things that are going on so we never have to see another fraudulent election like the one that put America-hating Joe Biden into the White House, and now he shouldn't even be there. That's BiteMeInTheBasement.com, and join patriotic Americans for a vision for a future America.
Final segment, final half hour of the show. I was looking at an article that was in dailyrollcall.com. That was the lady who does my hour two intro, Kathy Hinners, is the one who wrote this, and it was on March the 8th, and she's out of Tennessee. So a lot of her stuff has to do with Tennessee, but one of the reasons why I read her stuff is because she has a lot of stuff that has to do with what is destroying this country. Liberal politicians who don't care for the rule of law, liberal governors, liberal presidents, liberal vice presidents, liberal speakers of the houses who are supposed to be there to take care of America and instead are destroying it. But her article was about a guy that is running for an office in Coffee County, and his name is Josh Morris. And she headlines it, Tennessee Bonafide Republican or Another Good Old Boy. And she wrote this, she says, as we continue to inform the voters of Coffee County, Tennessee, about who is currently campaigning for various offices, another candidate is Joshua Morris, who is vying for the Coffee County Circuit Court Clerk position. Now, one of the reasons why I bring these up is because a lot of people look at this whole thing and think, well, we've got to change the politics in Washington, D.C. That would be harder to do than most of us realize. Because what we have to do is start at the local parts of government first. We need to work on the local, then go to state, then go to federal. And Kathy Hinners is somebody who understands all of this. She's a retired police officer from Albany, New York Police Department, and she's a former law enforcement instructor. She was a subcontract instructor with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, where part of her class instruction was on WMDs and bomb recognition. She is the author of the book Muslim Brotherhood, A Threat in Our Backyard. She is a great source of knowledge when it comes to Islam and Muslim Brotherhood, and says that she can also be heard regular basis on the Michael Del Giamo show and Dan Mantis show on both on 99.7 WTN in Nashville. But she wrote this article, and she said, Mr. Morris announced his candidacy for this position by stating in part, the circuit court clerk collects all fines, court costs, and litigation taxes for the court system. My previous experience in this office gives me direct knowledge of the importance of accounting for this money properly. In addition, I am aware of the many agencies and offices of the circuit court clerk corresponds with regularly and the need to communicate with them effectively. And then she put a note that the previous experience was as a deputy clerk. Then she goes on and says, well, Mr. Morris, perhaps you can explain the issues you had with maintaining a budget while the director of recreation in the city of Manchester. According to a memo sent, and she's got a picture of it, she says, see below, to Morris from then Mayor Betty Superstein, in July of 2008, she stated, quote, it was brought to my attention that the recreation center was seriously over budget for fiscal year 2007-2008. Ms. Esther Green and I met with you on May 27th of 2008 to discuss the budget. You were instructed to stop all spending except for emergencies. This did not happen, unquote. And then there's the letter there. This is the kind of thing that needs to be done. Something that I try to do with my show, something I try to do with my updates. If a politician says something, I look into it. I find out where the discrepancies of what they say is, and 90% of the time there is a discrepancy, and it needs to be brought up. A lot of these taxpayers, a lot of these people who are running for office like this Josh Morris, they leave out what they did before in hopes that nobody will ask about it. Well, people are starting to ask. These are things that people need to start to ask. Because as long as the people do not, let me tell you right now, that is why we're in the trouble we're in now. Because the people who are considered the silent majority don't usually do anything unless things get too bad. Then they rise up. Once things get back to where they should be, then they go back to sleep. It happened with Reagan. The silent majority rose up. The silent majority elected Ronald Reagan. And Ronald Reagan did most things right. I'm not saying he did all things, because he didn't do all things right. But he did most things right, got this country back on track. The American people said, oh, that's great. We can go back to sleep now. And they did. Then we had the follow-ups to Reagan, the Bushes, and then Barack Obama, and then Trump, which kind of brought us back out of the doldrums and woke us up again. And during that whole time, we didn't really watch. We watched, but we didn't really watch what the Democrats were doing. We knew what they were doing, but we just, I don't think most of us even realized that the Democrats could be that dirty. That's one of the reasons why they got away with what they did in 2020. And if you're one of these naysayers that say, oh, Trump lost that election, he really did lose it, and there's no proof that he did. There's all kinds of proof. It's just been kiboshed. All this stuff about how truckloads of ballots had been brought in at 3 o'clock in the morning, long after the polls had been closed, these should not have been put in there. They should not have been allowed, but they were. And when they were brought in, all the Republicans were told to go home. So guess who was there manning the boats? The Democrats were. And of course, there was no proof because they didn't stop to think there'd be cameras. And voila, there's a camera. And it filmed everything that's going on. But the Democrats got away with it. Why? Because of the same reasons that they got away with Chappaquiddick. Because nobody wants to believe that they can be that bad. And we have to start believing this, folks, because if we don't, we've pretty much lost America over this. We have pretty much lost America over this. People are arming themselves because they know what's coming. I know there's a lot of people here in New Mexico who are arming themselves because we know what's coming. I've even seen some Democrats getting arms because they know what's coming. They are part and parcel of it. They know what's coming. Biden knows what's coming. Harris knows what's coming. Pelosi knows what's coming. Even Maxine Waters knows what's coming. But to have them come out and say, oh yeah, we know what's coming, but so we better keep our mouths shut. No, that's not in their DNA. That's not in their modus operandi. They don't want to do that because they have had their way for so many years now that they can't see the idea that, oh my gosh, we better stop this or something bad's going to happen to us. They're looking at it that they have gotten away with this crap for so long now that they have nothing to worry about. Look who's president. He didn't win, but look who's president. And, you know, you might laugh about that, but I actually had a Democrat say that to me. And when they said that, it actually kind of struck me in a way that I never really thought it would, but it made me look at it. Yes, the media, even the alternative media, the media that believes that Trump was cheated out of the White House, what are they calling Biden? They're calling him the president. Is he? No, I don't think so. I don't think he's got the ability. I don't think he's got the capabilities. I don't think he's got the mindset to be president. But guess who he is? According to the media, according to 99.9% of our government, according to 99.9% of the people, he is our president. A piss poor one. Granted, but that's who everybody is saying is our president. President number 46 was, according to them, was beat in the election. He's no longer president, so now we've got number 47. But the thing that the Democrats don't see is what is coming. They're kind of like Putin in that one. He's pushing this war on the Ukraine and absolutely not seeing what this is doing to his country. He's got young military-aged men who are running out of country because they don't want to serve. he's got people who are in his military who are going AWOL because they don't want to do what they're being made to do. He's even got some that have gone over to the other side to fight for the Ukrainians. He doesn't see any of this because he's sitting up there in his ivory tower thinking he's God Almighty, that he can do anything he damn well pleases, and no one is going to stop him. But the ruble is now practically valueless. The Russian people are suffering over this, and they're getting pissed off. Even the richest man in Russia sent Putin a note earlier, I think it was earlier today or yesterday, saying that Putin needs to stop this because if he doesn't, he's going to take him back to 1917 after World War I. Russia was soundly beaten. And then the articles that I'm, the things that I'm hearing from Newsmax today and yesterday, some of these so-called experts about what is going on there are saying that no matter what happens, Putin has lost this war. Because even if he takes over and wins against the Ukraine, he's going to fight for years and years and years against the insurgency and against the guerrilla fighting that's going to come against him and his soldiers. And if you think back to Afghanistan, when Russia lost being the USSR, was Afghanistan that caused that? Because they went into Afghanistan, conquered Afghanistan, and then the infighting that happened after that is what destroyed the Russian army. That is what is coming. He may take over Ukraine, but it's costing him billions and billions of dollars a day that his economy right now cannot support, but he's doing it anyway. And here we are, you know, and if Biden would just look at what is going on over there and notice what has happened. Well, I can't say that because I was going to say he wouldn't be as cowardly as he is now. But I think that's just ingrained into him. He is just a coward anyway. And the people who are in his State Department are all cowards right now, except for a few. And they're all worried about escalating the war. But the only one who has been escalating this war has been Putin. And then all he has to do to stop people from trying to help is to say, I'll accuse you of escalating the war. Well, there's nobody escalating that war except for him. And that ruse has worked very well against the United States. And I think right now, if the United States turned and said, okay, let's do what needs to be done, I think Putin would laugh his ass off over it. I really do, because we've already shown him our weakness. Biden has already shown him how weak he is. You can only do that one time. You know, Biden has shown his weakness. He's shown that he cannot be strong. So if he turns around and starts being strong, that's just a ruse, and Putin won't go for it. He's already destroyed the ability to do that kind of thing. But here we are. Every day we hear about how the State Department is saying, "Oh, we can't accept MiG jets from Poland if we have to take them over there, because we don't want to escalate the war and make Putin think that we're the ones supplying those jets. So no, we can't do that." When if they were actually using their brains for something other than manure, they would realize that Russia knows where those jets are coming from. They're not coming from us. We haven't shown any strength to him. The only ones that have shown strength to him are the Ukraine, and they've shown him much more strength than he ever thought they would, which is why he's losing this war. And it's like I said, he may come out and just completely obliterate everything and win the war. He may win the battle. But the war is long from being over. Because even if he conquers the Ukraine, it's going to be mighty expensive for him to have to hold it. And it's been known before a David comes along and beats a Goliath. United States did it in the 1770s, in the 1700s. Afghanistan did it against Russia. Finland almost did it against Russia. And then on top of that, in that war, the peace treaty that Finland had to sign with Russia was to go against Germany, who had been the people that Russia was having to fight along with Finland. In the peace treaty for that, Finland had to go back to war and get Germany out of Scandinavia, and they had 6 weeks to do it, and they did it. And at that point in time, Finland became the only country to ever pay off a war debt, and they paid it to the United States while they were asking the United States for help. The United States wouldn't give it because we weren't in the war yet. So Finland finished it off, got Germany out of Scandinavia, not just Finland, but Norway and Sweden too. Got them completely out of Scandinavia, fought them back, and then went back home. So if you think a small country can't do what the Ukraine is doing now, they can. It's been done many times. But that's not saying that the Ukraine does not need help. They do. And we've been sending our prayers to them. I know prayers, a lot of people sit there and think, well, prayers ain't going to help. But prayers do help. I mean, if you think about it, they're still fighting, aren't they? But we're coming up on the end of the show. Got about another 5 minutes left. I want to thank Bringing It Boy for being here and giving me all of his comments that he has made throughout the show, which is some of them have been pretty great. Yeah, I'm going to have to keep my eyes open for those little black men and little men in black suits that are going to be coming after me in the gods of BTR for saying some of the things that I've said tonight. But that's one of the reasons why NWCR Radio exists, to help get news out that the news media is too cowardly to put out. You'll very seldom ever hear me say anything about CNN. I will very seldom ever say anything, voice any article that they wrote, because it's just like Trump said, it's fake news. But we are coming up on the end of the hour now, and I wish to thank everybody who was here tonight, those who were in the chat room and who were listening that I can't see right now. I'm glad that you were here. Tomorrow will be Black by Color only, and that's on at 5 p.m. Eastern time. Hits at 3 p.m. here, and it's just a couple hours before church, so I usually have to leave. But I go in there and listen to his show a lot because he's got a great show. And he's got listeners that listen to his show every week. He's got listeners who actually call in and say some, you know, help him with his show, which is really cool. But I listen to his show a lot. He will be on tomorrow at 5 o'clock, or yeah, 5 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Mountain Time, 2 p.m. Pacific. And then on Sunday, if he is back, we'll have American by Design with our own Uncle Bing Fisher. I hope he's doing okay. I haven't been able to get a hold of him lately. I know him and his wife were really sick there for a while, so they're probably in the process of still trying to get themselves back up on their feet. So prayers have been going out for them too. We continue to push that America is worth saving, folks. It really is. And one of the things that I had put on my update for yesterday, let me open this up and I can maybe read that to you, that I put down at the end of it, if it's still there. Yeah, here it is. Somebody on Facebook went and posted this, and I thought it was really great. He says, here is what we have to know, my friends, in order to get us to get our lives back. Truth is what can save us. And then I added, truth doesn't exist now. Evidence is what will confirm us. And then I said, all evidence of atrocities by Russia are evident and there, but the Biden administration isn't accepting them. Bravery is what we need from those who have the proof, and strength is what we have that no other nation can claim. America is worth saving. Dig in. And as I will always say at the end of my updates, we will not be ruled, and I will talk to you all on Monday when I have my first update, and then I will be back on Friday with my next show. God bless you all. God bless our troops, and see you next week. God bless you all.